In the news today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Islamic State militants will soon capture the Syrian border town of Kobani. The United States-led coalition launched more airstrikes Tuesday, but the attacks did not halt the militants' movement toward the mostly Kurdish town. The U.S. military reports that airstrikes Monday night and early Tuesday hit militant targets near Kobani, also known as Ain al-Arab. The strikes destroyed targets, including a vehicle carrying anti-aircraft artillery. Mr. Erdogan said the militant group will take control of the area unless troops on the ground can stop them. Reports say about 400 people have been killed in the three-week battle for the town. The U.S. military says its efforts to help end the Ebola crisis in Liberia will cost $750 million over a period of 6 months. The commander of U.S. troops in Africa, David Rodriguez, told reporters that the military set up two more mobile medical laboratories last week. The labs help to quickly identify infected people. 4,000 U.S. service members are part of the anti-Ebola effort. General Rodriguez says he believes they are well trained to avoid infection. The government of Myanmar announced Tuesday that it will free more than 3,000 prisoners. The release is to take place before the country holds an important international political meeting next month. A spokesman of the Information Ministry told VOA that President Thein Sein ordered the release. The spokesman said the leader acted for humanitarian reasons. But the human rights group Amnesty International says Myanmar's government still needs to do more. They say there are still many political prisoners in jail who are not on the list of those being released. The military ruled Myanmar, also known as Burma, from 1962 through 2011. President Sein, a former general, took power in 2011. He has released more than 1,000 political prisoners since then. He had promised to release all of them by last year. Two Japanese scientists and a Japanese-born American scientist have won the 2014 Nobel Prize for Physics. They invented lights known as LEDs, light-emitting diodes, which use less energy than traditional devices. The Nobel Committee said Tuesday the technology helped save Earth's natural resources and that the 21st century will be lit by LED lamps. And now, words in the news. Coalition, noun, forces, groups, or nations joined together. Troops, noun, a number of soldiers in a large controlled group. Spokesman, noun, a person who makes statements on behalf of a group or individual. Natural resources, noun, materials or substances, such as minerals, forests, water, and land, that occur in nature and can be used for economic gain. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.